I don't know. You can have a lot of different kinds of rings. I've heard of dinner ring. Maybe that's it. Are you interested in any other types?
If you'd like to give some other types of rings.
Well, you know, people buy class rings when they graduate from college and high school. Engagement rings, wedding bands, that sort of thing.
Do wedding rings have stones?
Could.
Large stones?
Depending on one's means.
Yes. Okay. Then different types of shorts. First of all, the ones that are just a little above the knee.
A little above the knee. I would just call them shorts, say if they came about halfway up your thigh.
Men or women?
Yeah. Higher than that, they'd be short shorts.
Yes, and then below the knee?
Below the knee, maybe right at the knee, Bermuda shorts, again, for men and women. Below the knee, it ceases to be shorts to me. I've heard of pedal pushers, but...
Is that term still used?
Not, well, I don't use it, really.
Okay. Do you ever hear hot pants anymore, very short ones?
No, I think they're, I guess they must be out of style. I don't hear them much anymore.
Okay. How about clothes previously owned by someone else?
Within the family, I'd probably call them hand-me-downs. Otherwise, probably just secondhand clothes.
Okay, if you went out and bought them in a thrift store, would you still say secondhand clothes?
Yeah,
Okay, fine. And then very fashionable or good-looking clothes, slang terms?
I don't know, threads. One term for clothes, you got some nice-looking threads, slick threads, some spiffy threads.
Spiffy
duds. Something like that. I guess that's about it.
I don't think anybody else has said spiffy. I'm glad to have
goodness.
That. Would you ever hear pimp stuff?
Nah.
Okay.
Not around Troy.
And then the three types of storage bags, first of all, for putting your winter clothes in the closet.
I guess just a maybe storage bag or garment bag, the one from the laundry, some sort of plastic bag, no particular name, and a travel bag, I suppose, if you're take it off somewhere.
That's the long one that holds suit?
Yeah, it could be. I just thought you could confuse it with something, you know, to carry something like a piece of luggage, a small suitcase.
But you'd still say travel
bag?
Yeah. Okay. And then types of shoes.
Oh, terrific.
Help yourself.
How boring. This is boring. A boring question.
It's just horribly confusing to try and put it out.
Okay.
There's not room for it, that's what's wrong with it.
Well, for men, you can have sandals, these things that are very flimsy looking, called flip-flops by some people. I think I've heard them called thongs. Tennis shoes, deck shoes.
Sneakers?
Sneakers, sure. Loafers. I use lace-up shoes. It's a general term. There's a one type that was called wingtips. They used to be popular. Let's see, Oxfords I've heard of. Of course, boots, dress boots. I guess that's all for men.
Women's
sandals, too. They also wear flip-flops and thongs, tennis shoes and deck shoes. I'm repeating myself.
That's all right.
Loafers, I suppose.
Yes.
Pumps and high heels, to me, are the same. They may not be, but I don't know any better.
I don't really know what pumps are, so I'll take the word for it.
Okay. Clogs, I think, that's what they're called. These wooden-looking things that are like sandals. I guess that's about all.
Okay.
Hairstyles.
You know what comes next, yes. So we'll take men first.
Men's hairstyles. Well... You don't see them too much anymore, but since short hair is not particularly fashionable, but crew cuts, flat tops, GIs,